Strap in, because we're just seconds away from a conversation with the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, Jason Pfeiffer. Jason is in the Des Moines, Iowa metro doing a series of talks about change, from fearing it to embracing it. Here's a warning, all of this moves really, really fast. So get ready to leave your comfort zone and plug in as Jason Pfeiffer talks about how successful entrepreneurs think. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Tarot International. You know, your success in business and in life has more to do with your interpersonal skills than your technical skills. And that's what Tarot International teaches worldwide. Achieve, lead, and succeed with Tarot. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have tuned in again today. Jason Pfeiffer is with us. Jason is the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Welcome to Iowa, Jason.
Hey, thank you. I haven't seen that much of it, but it's been good so far.
Well, it's been cold.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of snow.
A lot of snow and some sunshine today, which is kind of cool. Jason, you're in town to talk about what successful and how successful entrepreneurs think. You're also making a presentation with our good friend Tony Poston out at DMAC West campus for CI Week.
That's right. Tony is working me hard. I got three talks in about 18 hours.
He's a slave driver, man.
That's right. So I'm sure your listeners can hear all the crowd behind us because I'm about to address the crowd here. That's right. So the talk that I give is about how successful entrepreneurs think, which is really all about how to embrace change and how to make change work for you. I think that people understand the importance of change on an intellectual level, but emotionally, as soon as they're faced with it, their default response is to try to hold on to what they have instead of discard it and understand and what is new and what needs to be done now.
So is it a fright or flight circumstance, or is it just, I got to hold on to what I've got because I know this works?
I think that it's a natural human instinct to want to just hold on to what you've got.
Yeah.
You know, I tell some historical examples in my talk about moments in which new technology was introduced and how everyone always resisted it, because that's a thing that we just continue to do. You know, the bicycle comes along and we resist it, and coffee comes along and we resist it, and chess comes along and we resist it. We just keep doing this, and I think the reason is because we like things the way that they are, and if we've achieved or accomplished something, we don't want to change. We don't want to discard that and have to start from scratch.
And what do we do? What do successful entrepreneurs need to do in order to make that change happen, or at least embrace the idea of change before we go out there and start busting up stuff that we've already got?
Yeah, for me, the most important thing is to create an environment around you, and also just create an emotional sense in which you are, I like to call, and I didn't coin this, but I think it's a really good phrase, you get comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, you have to do it so often that you prove to yourself that, in fact, being in the uncomfortable place is the better place. Because once you do that, once you can crack that and live inside, you know, to me, it's almost like, here's the thing I hate to do. I hate to jump into cold water. I hate it. I hate it because I hate the transition, right? The transition is terrible. But I know that if I did it enough, and frankly, I'm not going to, but if I did it enough...
We've got places here.
Yes, I can see. If I did it enough, I would train my body to know that I would adjust and that it's actually fine to be in the cold water, right? And if I could do that, oh my God, the world would open up to me, right? Because then I'd be able to go swimming in my wife's parents' lake. And when we go on vacation, I'd be willing to hop in the ocean. Instead, I don't do that stuff. I'm missing out on it because I'm not willing to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Now just expand that to business. If you can change, if you can follow your customer, if you can realize and really accept that sometimes you as a leader has to change every year or two, that your company has to change every year or two, that your product has to change every year or two. If you can be comfortable with that discomfort, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, and one of the things that you just mentioned is about the consumer in general. Mm-hmm. How do we know? How do entrepreneurs, how do business people know what is next on the change spectrum?
Yeah.
How do they get there?
I mean, there's no easy formula, right? Okay. If there was, then everyone would be doing it. To me, I think it's just really a matter of being as in touch as possible with people. Really, really listening. Always have that line of communication open. And something that I do personally, just for my own brand and for entrepreneur, is that I am ultra responsive on every form of social media. So I'm constantly posting, and then I respond to literally everybody, and I'm across platforms. So I'm responding to people on LinkedIn, I'm responding to people on Instagram, on Twitter. If you go to my website, jasonpfeiffer.com, a little chat window will pop up. Talk to me. Right. And if somebody types into that thing, I get a buzz on my phone. And as long as I'm not in a meeting, I'll respond. I respond to everybody. And people always tell me they cannot believe that I do this. But that's the way to build fans, and that's the way to understand what people are looking for.
And when it comes to specific changes that we've seen out there, specific changes are the print industry. Specific changes are happening in the broadcast media. I mean, we're doing a podcast right now,
right,
for crying out loud. 10 years ago, who in the hell knew about this
stuff? Sure.
Right? You do a podcast, very successful
I
as
do
well.
Too, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And so for people to make that leap to embrace social media, different ways of communicating thoughts and ideas,
mm-hmm,
that's sometimes difficult. Is it an age thing, you think, or is it just a curiosity thing?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that there are people who are naturally more curious than others, and I think that those people tend to succeed more because they're willing to put themselves into new places. And I think that you want to, you know, I don't, but at the same time, I don't want to say, because I really have seen this, I don't want to say that people have limitations that they can't overcome. You can be of any age and be willing to embrace new technologies and new modes of communication. And you can be from any background and do that. I think it really comes down to a willingness to get over that hurdle and a willingness to be doing something, like I said, is going to feel very uncomfortable. You have to be able to put yourself into that position. And if you can do that once, you like get to your first failure.
Huh.
That can be a goal. Get to your first failure, which is to say, because everyone, there's going to be failures along the way, that is guaranteed. So don't just put yourself into a position where you're trying something new. Try it well enough until you failed the first time, and then overcome that, and then you will prove to yourself that that cycle is possible, and it makes all the rest so much easier.
Jason Pfeiffer, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about change, embracing that. He is the editor of Entrepreneur Magazine. What about specific magazines? What about print publications? How are you adjusting to the change in how we digest media?
Well, so we're adjusting, first of all, by being everywhere, right? So we're not obviously just a print publication or just a digital publication, but we do podcasts and we do live events, and I do one-on-one consulting now and all sorts of stuff. But I think that any business needs to always be evaluating how does it properly fit into the current marketplace. And so here's my thinking about media. So, you know, we have a history going back hundreds of years. We're a magazine, and a magazine is descendant of all these other magazines. And these were just content-driven businesses. All you did is produce content, you ran ads against the content, you hoped to drive subscribers, and that was it. That was your business model. And that worked for a very long time. Doesn't work anymore. I mean, it sort of works, right? But it's really, really unstable. And so our advertising revenue, like everyone's advertising revenue, is up and down and up and down. And that's no way to run a business. And so what I think is that any media brand today needs to stop thinking of content as the future of its business, which is not to say that it doesn't produce content, but is that it stops relying upon that content as the business model. Instead, think about content as the relationship builder. So you put that content out there, and then people trust you, and they relate to you, and they come back to you, and then you develop products and services that people will buy because they trust you because of your content. So the reason that you do the content just shifts, and then you have to figure out what is it that is really a sustainable business, because it's not the content.
And how can you be relevant to the changing atmosphere among consumers? Sema Dahl was just on with us. She is out of Chicago. She's
sure, I know Sema. We talked at an event together. Yeah.
Get out of here. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I was just with her the other day.
Uh-huh.
And she is so high on exactly what you said. You need to be in the spaces, all of the spaces, mm-hmm, and build your personal brand so that it's a relationship to other people, and you're constantly and without fail having communication and, yeah. and conversation. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, this is an interconnected world, and you've got consumers who expect to be in touch and to be listened to. And, it's basic psychology. I think that business is basic psychology. And here is the number one thing that literally everybody wants. Everybody, they want this one thing: to feel heard.
Yes, exactly right.
It's all they want.
It doesn't matter if it's the local grocery store, your physician's office. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah, you need to matter. You need to matter. And feel as though that there's a relationship being built there.
Right.
Or else you walk.
And this is where, that's right. And this is why I respond to everybody in the way that I do. If people can feel heard, even in a tiny way, they are fans for life. And they're really into you. You know, I mean, and you can even turn them around. So whenever I get an angry email, which is not that often because, you know, I don't play in a particularly...
You're a nice guy, right?
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. But I don't play in a particularly controversial space, right? I mean, if I was working in a political magazine, I'm sure I'd be getting hate mail every day, but I don't. So, but it's still, you know, people will find things to be angry about. And so I'll get the occasional angry email. Oh, I didn't like this story or, you know, whatever. Anyway, so here's what I always do. As fast as possible, I respond to them. It's long, it's thoughtful, it's thorough. It tells them that I heard them. It acknowledges their concern, and then it explains my point of view. And then one of two things happen: either they don't respond because they feel foolish because they came at me angry and then they got reason, or two, they apologize for being angry. They apologize, and then sometimes they subscribe to the magazine. It's amazing. I mean, the reason I do this is honestly not, it's not like some kind of preservation thing where I'm like worried about, you know, every one person, but it's like a amazing trick. It's like a superhero move that I just love to do, where if you show people that you are listening to them, you can move them, you can change them. It's an amazing thing.
Jason Pfeiffer, ladies and gentlemen, editor of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I want you folks to understand something here, all right? He is about in like 4 or 5 minutes from right now going to address about 200 people in the room that we're sitting. But true to your word, you said, yeah, I'll take the time and have this conversation. Good on you, man.
Yeah, well, listen, you make the most of every moment, right? I mean, you came up to me. I was sitting there checking my email before this thing. I had time to spare. Let's make the use of the time. I would always I think about time in terms of outcome. What would I rather say that I spent that time doing? Would I rather say that I answered a few emails? I can answer emails later. I'm going to be on a plane later today. I'd rather have this podcast out in the world, and that means that was a better 10 minutes spent. So, just make the most of it. Make the most of every minute.
Good advice. Jason Pfeiffer, thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, thank you.
Told you all that was going to move really fast. Once again, that was Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. We'll have links to his personal website, also the Entrepreneur Magazine website, and to his new book. And he's calling it Racy, by the way. It's a book that he wrote with his bride. All of those links will be up on our radio blog. You know, I really enjoyed meeting Jason. It looks like we're going to hook up again next month in New York. We'll have to do a follow-up. Well, that's it for today. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business NewsHour by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your next project? We can hook you up. For all those folks and for Jason Pfeiffer, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.